The bonds between Canada and Taiwan could soon grow stronger, thanks to a new bill introduced by St. Albert Edmonton MP Michael Cooper. This month, Cooper introduced a private member's bill, the Canada-Taiwan Relations Framework Act, which the MP said will help provide a framework for strengthening Canada's relationship with the small island democracy. The bill seeks to establish a policy with Taiwan that would still maintain informal relations but would provide a framework towards strengthening relations with Taiwan, Cooper said. There is plenty of flexibility to have ties with Taiwan, and we do, and we are strengthening those ties. This bill is an important step in that direction. Right now, Canada's relationship with Taiwan is affected by the One China policy, Cooper said, but that doesn't mean Canada and Taiwan can't strengthen their ties. The One China policy has countries view Taiwan with strategic ambiguity and recognize China as the legal government in Taiwan, but maintain unofficial relations with the island. The policy acknowledges China's contention with Taiwan, but does not endorse it, the MP said. The new act, if it becomes law, will help to strengthen Canada's relationship with Taiwan without stepping on China's toes, Cooper said. The bill would establish a reference in Canadian law to Taiwan and would codify a policy to support Taiwan's participation in international organizations. The only reason that Taiwan is being excluded from international participation in international organizations such as ICAO or World Health Assembly is because of Beijing's bullying, Cooper said. That is unacceptable. Instead, Cooper wants Canada to always support Taiwan's participation in international organizations where they meet all the eligibility criteria. Right now, the government of Taiwan's office in Ottawa is called the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office, which only represents the people of Taiwan's biggest city. But the new bill would allow the government of Taiwan to have an office in Canada and be referred to as the Taiwan Representative Office. Taiwan is Canada's 11th largest trading partner, fifth largest in Asia, with $12 billion in bilateral trade annually. Taiwan produces high-tech products and services Canada needs, and Cooper said it could become a destination for Canadian energy. The partnership could allow for opportunities to increase exports with agricultural and agri-food products, minerals, and the potential for cooperation in innovation when it comes to artificial intelligence and Taiwan's ability to make microchips. I would say this bill, from Canada's standpoint, it's as much in Canada's interest as it is in Taiwan's interest to strengthen relations. The bill has just been introduced in Parliament for first reading.